Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, listeners will have the chance to hear a conversation that I had with Joanna Bisson, who is the Assistant Director of Pedagogical Services and Continuing Education for the Adult Sector for the Eastern Township School Board, Chairperson for the Eastern Township School Board, Mr. Michael Murray, and Assistant Director of Vocational Training Center, Campus Bromissisquoi in Collinsville, Lisa Payne. Together, we discuss the launch of LEFFE-FP, otherwise known as VT Effect, a regional strategy which brings together the region's 9 vocational training centers to raise awareness around vocational training and the value that it adds to society. LEFFE-FP, or VT Effect, involves bringing the 9 vocational training centers to collectively work to bring recognition to vocational training in the Eastern Townships with hopes of encouraging others to look towards vocational training to develop skills that could serve them in their future career. We all hope that you enjoyed the conversation that we had the chance to have yesterday morning in Sherbrooke. Enjoy.
So, Joanna, we are here today to celebrate the launch of the new campaign for the vocational training centers here in the Estuary, known as EFIT-FP, which highlights the direction that the region's vocational centers are working towards this year. So I just wanted to start off by asking, what is the main goal with the campaign that is known as EFIT-FP, and why was it so important to implement this year in our region here in the Estuary?
Yeah, but first of all, for us, it's a big change to work together, Francophone and Anglophone, all the school board and all the vocational center work together to create something. So all our Facebook page, website is full bilingual. So that's really impressed for me because I work it in French sector in the past, and wow, we changed the mind. It's really impressed. So a few years ago, we started to work together and we start to think about how we can build something more efficient and create more people be ready to work in our business. So we need to work with the high school. So we say, how we can do that? So last year we really start to think outside the box and work together with the high school director and all our center, Francophone, Anglophone, to create first the trade challenge. Maybe you heard about that?
Yes.
So that's really impressive. And now we continue on the same way to create something new. So we had Balado for the young. The young sector really liked that kind of tool. So we had some Facebook page contests, and we will see where we can go with all this new tools. And after that, I take note because for us, the most important is this for the strategic plan for vocational training. It's really to share the effect of vocational training in your life, but in the society too. So that's where we want to go together.
Okay, so to share what vocational trades bring here to our region.
Exactly. So what we can change in your life if you come with us and you decide to grow with us. So in our center, we have so adult help to help our students sometimes if we have some needs. For example, if one student in welding needs some help more than the other students in mathematics, okay, the team from Adult Health come to help us and give some training. So that's really impressive. And we work more and more with the community too to build and create something new outside the box.
Would either of you like to add anything to that comment, Mr. Murray?
I think the key is that for many, many years, the big challenge in professional training, technical training, has been to convince students, or rather to convince teachers in high school and parents, as well as students, that this is not only a viable, but a very fulfilling kind of career to pursue. And we have to get that message across when they're young enough to be choosing which way they want to go, what kind of career they want to have. Today, we had a great témoignage, a great testimony of a personal career path that was in and out of different slots or different kinds of activities, but always in the same sort of general line. So fulfilling, so satisfying. So we need more of that message to get across to young people and not so young people to say this is a great way to improve your skills and to find a career that's fulfilling and well remunerated. So getting a common image for us to promote is just one step. We started many years ago working with French boards or French and English boards working together to make the most of our different resources. We don't all teach the same courses. We don't all have the same mix of instructors and options. So working together means we can offer all of our students in both languages all of the options that are available here. And now we can start promoting collectively, which is much more efficient.
Definitely. Now, I was wondering if either of you, perhaps Joanna or Mr. Murray, would you like to highlight some of the initiatives that are being implemented in this plan to support this vision? You mentioned like the new website, Joanna, but I wasn't sure if there was other initiatives that you wanted to mention to support this vision moving forward.
Yes, for sure. And we have an interesting part in our website to help the students to see which programs I can take for me. Something's really interesting and linked with my value, who I am, etc. Or for the parent who want to help the students to better see the future, maybe in vocational training center. So that's a really interesting tool for the orienteur, all the person who work with our young students or maybe adult too. Yeah, guidance counselors, etc. Yeah, that's really impressive. And we don't talk about a lot about the data this morning, but that's really interesting to see. When we see that the number of students who go to vocational sector after the high school, it's only 8%. And the 28% go to the job market directly after high school. So that's just in Eastern Township, it's 928 students who go directly to the
war.
Yeah.
And don't get the specialized training that could give them a better start in a career or a better career path.
And Lisa, you and I spoke about that a lot. You're mentioning how a lot of industries are having to hire unskilled workers because they don't have their degree and they're so deficient in employees.
That's correct. But what we're continuing to work on partnerships with these various companies and industries, such as GE, for example. We will be having another cohort, if not two, where GE tells us what they need. And we go back, we go to the drawing board and we say, okay, this is what we can provide. So, for example, again, they're going to hire a cohort of people that they need to be trained as equipment operators, specifically on a GE-trained platform. Our machinists, machining teachers have gone and learned that, and they're going to go ahead and we're going to welcome them at CBM in Council. We're going to give them the training they require, both in school, as well as go back to GE and back and forth until they're fully trained. So it's a win-win situation for everybody, including our society, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, the Campus Bromisque was a perfect example as to how vocational training can serve our society. And that's actually a great leeway into my next question, because I wanted to ask you a little bit, Joanna. You were speaking about numbers. Now, you know, is there a demand for trained and skilled workers here in the Eastern Townships? Are there industries lacking employees? I was wondering if you were able to highlight that situation a little bit more here for our listeners.
Yeah, for sure. And this morning we talked about the 10 programs of study really needs some new students to help our business and company. And with all that, we start to work with the company to better understand the needs and really put in place what we can as a school and center to help. And we create more part-time programs, so 3 days a week, 5 days a week at CBM, at LVTC, and other French school board too. And we have more and more ATR. So, yeah. Alternance travail études. So, you go to the school at the meantime, you will have money. So, that's really interesting for the students. And that gives some person to work in the business, because in the business, if the students go full time at the school, So we know the students who start at school, it's not the same thing than a real employee, but he can help and do some task and learn with the company and take place there.
In Roma Cisco right now, they're very, very desperate for industrial mechanics. And unfortunately, it's kind of like catch-22. So these students that Joanna spoke about earlier who are going right out of high school and going into the job market are being attracted by these companies who are like, no, come work for us. You'll start at a good salary. We'll train you on the spot. So we miss out on getting them as students and getting them proper training. Mm-hmm. So we're working with these companies to make sure they understand the value of what we do as well. And I think in the last sort of, well, since I've been at CBM in the last 4 or 5 years, we've certainly seen a really good knitting of those relationships in terms of what can we do for you and what can you do for us and how can we turn this person into the best employee they can be for you. So,
yes, would you like to add anything to that, Mr. Murray?
Simply that what's evolving is that less and less are we over-focused on a specific program being a whole program, you know, 2 years of study. More and more, we're adapting our programs to the needs of employers, and that means serving the employers with their immediate needs, but making sure, as Lisa said, that the training is fundamentally sound so that the employees are not prisoners of their particular employer, but have versatility and have other options as their career progresses.
And, you know, why do we need to invest in the trades now more than ever? You know, the trades have always existed, but now there's this, seems like, province-wide movement to kind of get people to recognize the value of trades here. So I was wondering if either of you would like to comment on that and why we need to begin investing in this form of education.
For the society, for the community, first of all, because we need employees everywhere. And after that, we know a lot of students after high school go directly to the job market. So the students, if don't have a diploma,
yes,
one day, if you want to change in another company or job, you need to come back to the school. So that's not easy for everybody. So give some training to have more competency and just, and not only to do only one job in the company and do more than one job and feel proud of us and accomplish. And yeah, that's really important too. That's why it's our keyword too for the FAFP, VT effect.
VT effect, yes. The English version, yes.
Yes, I know, because I asked it to have this.
That's great.
And because if you go on Google and tap VT, nothing. So, woo, you need to
yes,
update that and have more VT on Google.
If I could just add, Taylor, I think that right now for the English-speaking community particularly, we've seen a lot of studies where we seem to be undereducated and underemployed, and it's time to change that. And I think people are starting to realize that the whole bias around professional training has been sort of this joke for so many years, and we're here to tell you it's not. Where the proof is in the pudding, come get a tour of our center, whether in Lenoxville or in Cownsville, and we'll show you. We'll show you. Become a student for the day, and we'll show you the value and what it is you can do. There is no reason to drop out of high school. We have solutions for you. We can work with your guidance counselor. We can work. We have a team as well in Cownsville of student services who are there ready to help with anything students may need.
Well, Lisa's very well expressed the importance for students, and I'm just thinking about those 928 as young students a year who have for the last 10, 15, how many years been graduating and going into the job market without professional training. Our focus is also to go and offer them something that will help their careers develop in a positive way. It is really important because some of them feel trapped into low-paying or unsatisfying careers. And our alternative offer is something that they would love and maybe something that will lead from one step to another. We heard this morning about somebody who started out in restaurant service, which is basically serving, you know, being a waiter, moved on to sommelier, moved on to being a radio personality, to owning his own restaurant, to being, I mean, the career paths just open up and become so diverse that anybody's interests can be served.
Yes, most certainly. Well, my last and final question is, now that you are collectively coming together, all 9 vocational centers, and you're working together to you know, raise awareness around vocational training and the importance in our society. What are your hopes now moving forward, now that you've come together and launched this campaign and have this strategic plan set in place?
Oh, maybe just had the VTFA in your life as a graduate, or VTFA in your life as a society, community. Maybe if you keep this in mind, we will see where is the need. Because this morning we are together, and a lot of person in background do a lot of tasks. We need to do our interview, for example. So that's really important. So
it's the versatility that the unity provides. It's the incredible range of alternative career paths, from hairdressing and barbering to heavy industry to starting a business. So we offer all of those things try and address all of the needs that society has.
I think for me, I'm excited to see recruitment. I'm excited to see our numbers go up. I'm excited to see people who are curious about what else is out there, this alternative path, and we're happy to welcome anybody again in our centers. What excites me the most, I think, is I was thinking about Parents' Night in elementary school and how we would like to have a presence there to talk to some of those parents, because a lot of parents, as Mr. Murray alluded to, are sort of feeling maybe they're in these dead-end jobs because they're the ones who went out of high school and into a job, who have been there for 10, 15 years and don't know how to get out of it. I'd love to be there to talk to those parents and help them make a better life for their family and maybe change lives and change, sort of, you know, this generational learning. So I'm very excited as a good talk.
Well, thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.